She's a sister thinking of marrying a brother whose income is haram at the moment. And should she wait until he changes his income, or can she marry him in that state?
And how do you know that he's going to change his income? If every time that he proposes to a girl, the guardian would say, sorry son, your earning is haram. Your face is grown out of haram. I cannot give you my daughter whom I have been feeding for 2 decades or more from halal in order to ruin her. No, sorry. So if everybody who's taken a haram job and is proposing to a good girl, he recognizes that everybody is locking the door in his face and telling him politely, you know what, sorry. But inshallah, when you have a halal job, then you may come forward. This is very important, very, very important. And this is one of the most important concepts of aqidah, which is loyalty to those who are loyal to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you're doing all the aspects of deen and you're earning from haram, you're destroying your entire deen. You're destroying your acts of worship. Earning from haram is a disaster. Even if you have big time muftis or grand muftis are telling you this is halal, this is what the Prophet predicted, and he said, وَإِنْ أَفْتَاكَ النَّاسُ وَإِنْ أَفْتَاكَ. Even if you find people who tell you it is okay, I don't care. The Prophet said it is haram. Allah said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله. I don't know whether some people believe that the Quran have been abrogated by the death of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, or abrogated by the 21st century, or. What are we going to do with those verses? How can one meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I know that you say it in your Quran, this is haram, but I have asked so and so and said, this is okay, it's halal. And I'm responsible. You're responsible for what? Yes, you're responsible. But everyone is also responsible. Do not give your daughter, nor a girl who's under your guardianship, to one who's working in haram. Because when you accept him like that, most likely he's not going to change. And even when you have a conflict later on, you say, you promised, well, I can't find a job. So that means you give up, that she's going to live in haram, have children who will grow up in haram. No, I wouldn't do that. Wallahu a'lam.